Stun didn't begin to describe how he felt the moment Renee said she was still in love with him. But in the next breath, she seemed to dismiss those feelings too. He wished there wasn't a table between them, or that they weren't in a public building. He'd take her in his arms and show her just how much he loved her. Her face drooped, and she tore at the paper napkin in her hands. Was sharing her innermost feelings unbearable for her? Taking the napkin from her, Hank set it aside and dipped his head so he could make eye contact with her. "That was the sweetest thing you've ever said to me." She looked at him, and a small smile graced her kissable lips. "I wanted to tell you how I feel, no matter what may come of our time together." So that was it. The reason she had pulled back. The end of this moment in time. She recognized it, but could they do something long distance? Although the miles between here and Dallas seemed endless, he'd make a point of coming home more often. He certainly had enough paid time off banked, and they could video chat and text. It was possible if they really wanted to stay connected. He reached across the table and caressed her cheek. "We live in the 21st century, and there's amazing technology so we can stay in touch. Text, email, video calls, and airplanes. This isn't something we need to talk about tonight, Hank. We should enjoy our dinner and make plans for the picnic we're going on this weekend. Those are the things we should be focused on, not trying to figure out how to keep in touch when you leave." She sat back against the vinyl cushion and tucked her hands in her lap. He understood it was easier when they weren't touching, but he wanted to be close with her, and every time they seemed to take a step in that direction, one of them pulled back. Maggie came by and delivered their dinners, along with two extra plates for sharing. "Enjoy." She bustled away to the next table, leaving them alone in a busy diner.